New at the movies for the weekend, The Unholy, about a young woman who is somehow able to heal the sick and a discredited journalist who's trying to break this fantastical story.
There are people out there that don't believe in your miracles. How would you respond to those folks?
Seeing is believing.
And why do you think Mary chose you?
I opened myself up and welcomed her in.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us The Unholy is well made, but it doesn't really break any new ground.
The journalist here is Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who we know so well from The Walking Dead. He's had some bumps along the way. He's kind of twisted the truth and his reputation's in tatters, but he discovers this story and thinks, my gosh, I could really kind of, you know, revive my career. But what if the healing touch that's in question wasn't as spiritual as we may think, and maybe more satanic? And that's the twist here. You know, this is the kind of movie where you've got good actors across the board, including Morgan, of course, Cary Elwes and others. The production values are excellent. It's a very slick, glossy looking film. And it feels so familiar, and that's the real problem here. A lot of the scares or things we've seen before, even the spiritual creature who kind of comes up to try to frighten us, it kind of even just sounds like monsters we've seen in the past. You know that twitchy, almost like twigs snapping sound that we've seen all too often with horror movies these days. So there's nothing wrong with The Unholy. It's a solid story. I think it treats faith with some respect, but also shows some of the darker elements potentially there as well. It just felt like I'd seen this before. There wasn't enough freshness to it to fully recommend it. But you know what? It is PG-13. There's good acting across the board. It moves quickly. So if you lower your expectations, it's perfectly fine. But I think for a horror movie, you want to be made uncomfortable while you're watching it. And this movie doesn't go there.
Godzilla vs. Kong is out. It is out in theaters as well as streaming on HBO Max. It's got a 79% rating from Rotten Tomatoes. I understand the CGI, the special effects are quite good. But the bigger story here might be that it's making some money at the box office. It seems people are trying to get out, get away from their laptops and TVs, and go see a movie the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I was surprised by the early numbers. Again, this isn't a weekend tally. It's a weekday. So the first day it was available, $9.6 million. Now, you know, if this was the old times, you know, a year and a half ago, that would be a small number. But that's pretty good, especially for a movie you could watch right in the comfort of your home, as you said. So, you know, we'll have to see. But I do think at this point, the immediate future of movie going in a theatrical sense, it's the big blockbusters. It's the noisy, action-packed movie where even if you can see it at home, boy, it's a lot more fun to see it in a crowded theater with that big, big movie screen. So, you know, I think we've seen so many bad signs and ominous signs in recent weeks. You and I have talked about it quite a bit. But this is the first little glimmer of hope that the theatrical model can come back. And hopefully with this, other good movies, and also with, you know, vaccines kind of taking over and helping us survive this pandemic, maybe there is life in the theatrical experience after all.
Christian Toto of HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He mildly recommends The Unholy, but says there's nothing in that movie we haven't seen before.